What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today. It's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our guest, former Washington corner Fred Smoot. Smoot, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Chilling, brother. What the hell are the Steelers doing, man?
hey, B-Mitch, I think they're throwing their ring in the hat right now. I think getting Jalen Ramsey, I wouldn't have not wanted to give up Micah Fitzpatrick. But then you get Jonnu Smith. They got three tight ends in their room. I think the Steelers are saying, you know, if this Aaron Rodgers last year, we're going to try to win this thing.
I mean, they might try to win, but they're not going to win the AFC.
No, we understand that because we understand that Aaron Rodgers, you know, as good as he is as a player, I think he's always lacked that leadership skills. And if you don't bring that to the table, especially as a quarterback, I don't think you really got a chance. He's always been kind of nonchalant, and people let him do that. And now Pittsburgh is going to try to see if he got one more round in it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm curious for you, Smoot. We're in the part of the offseason now where you're between minicamp, before training camp. When you were in the league, what were you doing at this time of the year?
Do you really want to know? I don't even know.
Only legal stuff, dog.
You know, at this time, man, first of all, you're trying to stay in shape so you don't have to get back in shape. But you're also trying to get those last couple of days of whatever freedom that you have. Me, myself, I love the Essence Festival, so it would take me to New Orleans. I would go down for a couple of days after the Essence Festival. Then it's all football for me. So it's in the between time. So you count down. B. Mitch know what I mean. When you count down those last 30-some days, you're trying to get there, but you're trying to make sure you're still in shape.
Yeah, but, like, they explain, like, make sure people understand this, Fred. You know, like, when they say, oh, man, they got the summer break. It's not a summer break for the players. The coaches get to damn take a break. But the players, like you said, you can't get out of shape, so you're still working out.
Yeah, you're still working out. You're still what you're trying to do is stay around other guys that's playing football. So if you want to meet everybody, want to meet in Florida for a week or so, we'll meet in Florida for a week or so. We'll you know, do some one-on-ones, do some sell-mo-sells, do some stuff to just keep going when it comes to the game of football. It's year-round. We don't have a break. We never have a break. And I think people think that when they see us not doing anything, and I see now why these guys love to put out their workout, you know, films and show people that they're getting the job done. But at the end of the day, it's all about you as a pro. Staying in shape, staying ready so you don't have to get ready.
All right, Fred, you and I both be around the team a lot, you know, and they go through all kind of stuff. And the average fan don't know what these players go through. When you look at this team this year, what are you expecting and what do you think needs to happen for them to keep the momentum from last year?
B-Mitch, I think we got better in every room. And I think that's what they want to do. I think Everybody looked at the team last year and say they overachieved. They went, got bigger. You know, when we lost that game, the NFC Championship, we got kind of pushed around. So they said, you know what, we're going to go get bigger. So what we did was go get a Javon Kinlaw at 330. What we did was go get Laramie Tunsil at 320. What we did was push Coleman inside. So every room, including the defensive back room, including the offensive line, including the wide receiver room, we got bigger, stronger, faster in every room. That gives us a chance to go out there and win. Like, we take care of our number one asset. Our number one asset right now is Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. You take care of Jaden Daniels, you need to go get a Laramie Tunsil that gives you the ability to move Coleman to the inside, and now we get to move people. Now the running game, we can stay on ahead of schedule instead of letting our quarterback have to be our lead rusher because we're trying to manufacture rush yards. Now we can get it to the running backs and let the offensive line and post their will to them. Think about this, B-Miss. The last time this team was great and we won championships, we had the Hogs. Like, we had Charles Manley and Dexter Manley on the defensive side. We ran and dominated you in the trenches. We are set up right now to win trench warfare. And, you know, I told you this, B-Miss. I get so tired of everybody saying, we need an edge, we need an edge. I think the best defensive linemen dominate the game from the interior. Chris Jones at Kansas City, Aaron Donald, they dominate from the interior, and that's what we want to dominate.
Fred, what do you make of the cornerback room, and how much do you think, and when you look at Marshawn Lattimore, he had comments at minicamp basically saying, hey, I played injured last year, I was trying to get out there and prove for my new team. What do you expect out of him this year, and what do you make of the rookie with the little bit you've seen of him?
I expect him to be good this year. He's right. He came here trying to fit in with an injury, probably played too early. Nobody gave him the benefit of the doubt. I expect Lattimore to be at the top of his game because now he's playing for something deeper than when he was playing with the Saints. He was playing for survival down there. Now he's playing for playoff. Then you bring a Trey Amos in that room. Then Mikey Sanders still showed us I could be one of the best corners in the league if y'all give me a chance to. Will Harris, what he can do from the free safety, scrum safety, and playing nickel and playing big nickel, that changes the defense. So it's going to be fine. Will Harris, fine where he's at, and we could probably get a tail on the defense. I think what they did in that defense, the back room, and said, we're going to take you from a liability to one of the strengths of the team. And I'm telling people right now, and I hear a lot of people down on Marshawn Lattimore, and I've been that cornerback. They love us on Monday, they hate us on Tuesday, and like us on Wednesday. That's just the way that it goes when you play this cornerback position. But Marshawn Lattimore has the talent, and if he's healthy, to be one of the best cornerbacks in this league. All I tell people is calm down on how you're looking at him because last year he was hurt. It was an incomplete season. I'm not judging him on that.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see that he was hurt last year. And for any player, you go to a new team and you start hearing the noise, you try to go out there and do it. And when you try, when you're not healthy, you're going to look bad no matter what.
Yep, you're going to look bad because you're trying too hard and you're just not ready. Like, at the end of the day, we always tell players we want you to play injured, but when they do and they don't play to the level that they used to, we kind of, like, berate them before that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you can't have it both ways. Like, either you know that the guy's injured and he's still out there, and, you know, 50% Marshawn Lattimore is better than 100% St. Jude's. Like, I think you got to be equal on that. But as a cornerback, we don't get equal, and we're fine with that. That's the life that we live, and we choose to live this life of an assassin.
Talking with Fred Smoot here on BMH and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP today. Mikey Sanders still was one of my favorite players to watch last season, to see him grow as the season went on and to see what he did in the Detroit game with a couple of picks and specifically that one on Jameson Williams running that post route, kind of running the route for him. What do you think he's going to look like in his second year? And do you think if they're able to shift him back inside, we could see him even more impactful from what he can do in the run game and maybe as a nickel blitz as well?
Well, I think Mikey, like Michael Jordan said, the roof is the ceiling with this kid. He is going to get a chance to play more inside than he did outside. But, you know, when you get a second year in a defense as a cornerback, you play a lot faster. So I expect not only Micah Sanders to play a lot faster, but everybody else, because now they know what Coach Wick wants to do. And now that Coach Wick got the defensive lineman that he wants, now that he got the defensive backs that he wants, now he gets to freely call the play, the defenses that he wants to call. And the one thing about Micah Sanders, he's more mental than anything. And I think you have to beat it as a defensive back. Like, you got to beat guys with your film study. You got to beat quarterbacks with understanding route patterns, route combinations, and he understands it all. And everything is going to slow down for him now, and that's very scary for other teams because he played well as a rookie. If everything slows down like I anticipated to slow down for him, he's going to take everything to the next level. And you're right. With us having the ability now to move him inside and him to go make plays, I wouldn't be shocked if he had a Sean Springs type year. I remember Sean literally had like 5-6 interceptions and 6 sacks when we was playing 1 year. And I think Mikey Samuels still could get that type of, generate that type of stats if we play him in the right position.
Sean Springs, you talking about the D-tackle? No, I'm joking. Hey, so what position you think needs to play the best this year, whether offense or defense, to, you know, get things really, really on the right track?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other than the quarterback.
I'm going to say the offensive line because I think the offensive line has the ability to do what the Philadelphia offensive line did for them last year, and that's to be the anchor of the team. And if the anchor of the team is that offensive line, that means they can actually be defensively. Like if we're playing a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes and you want to beat him, the best way to beat Patrick Mahomes is to make sure he watches more of the game than he plays in the game. And the offensive line could do that through the running game. 4 yards in a cloud of dust, like every time they could dictate the pace of how many times a quarterback gets a chance to beat you. So I'm going to say Laramie Tunsil and that offensive line, if we can get them to play at a top tier ability, it allows not only Jaden Daniels to dictate games, it allows them to play defensive football by playing offensive football with the run game. Baltimore has did that a lot with Lamar Jackson, where they keep running ball at you and your quarterback never gets a chance to get on the field to beat them.
How much do you think that improves the run game? Just simply the offensive line, because they didn't necessarily do a lot at the running back position. I think a lot of people wanted a new running back. But Brian Robinson returning, hopefully fully healthy. Austin Ekeler as well. They drafted Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. But how much is the offensive line improving just simply enough to improve that run game?
Yeah, they're going to be the reason that the run game gets improved. And Merritt, I looked at this kid. He's built. He's stacked. He's fast, and I think because we didn't get to see him play his senior year, people are not really familiar with him or excited about him. But think about this. If you're not getting touched, we watched Saquon Barkley not get touched. He was 5-6 yards down the field. If you're doing it as a running back, like it don't matter who's running the ball. Like we got a room packed full of guys that have the ability to do it. Who makes the running back look good is them big uglies up front. They push people around, and it don't matter who's running the ball. Like it will make anybody that much better if they're like not getting touched 3, 4, 5 yards down the line. It changes everything. So I would say this: I'm excited about that running back room because it's a couple of guys that nobody likes to talk about, but I think the offensive line can make them look a lot better than people are thinking they could be.
I think last year when we look at it, when the running game took a hit, a lot of the offensive linemen were injured. But the person that took all the blame was Brian Robinson. offensive line comes back healthy this year and they're better, I think that makes the offense better. No running back, I think, other than Barry Sanders, can go out there and do it without having a great offensive line. He did have his center, who was good, Glover, my man from University of Maryland. But he didn't have much else, and Barry was good. Your offensive line has to be able to move people for you to have a great running game.
First of all, they need to be a moving company. They need to move people. They need to do it, and they need to do it over and over and over again. It doesn't matter the name on back of the jersey or the ball carrier. It's all about those offensive linemen. I've watched this happen year in and year out, and you're right. Besides Barry Sanders, nobody has the ability to run the ball consistently without an offensive line. And people don't understand this. Like, the great teams, the good teams, continually make the unsexy picks in the draft. Like, Kansas City continues to pick offensive linemen. The great teams, they continue to pick offense and defensive linemen. That tell me that now we're starting to get it. Because once you got a quarterback, that means you can dictate turns. But I cannot dictate turns if I cannot control the line of scrimmage. And sometimes controlling the line of scrimmage to me is from the interior to the to the outside. Everybody wants to make it. Think about this. Everybody would say T.J. Watt. He's one of the best edge rushers. No rings. Everybody want to say Michael Parsons, best edge rusher. No rings. I can go keep going down the line with edge rushers. No rings. Miles Garrett, edge rusher. No rings. But if you got a legit interior, and I'm talking about offensively and defensively, I think you got a chance to win the Super Bowl in this time of the year.
When you look at Jalen Lane and his – so basically for me, the first-round pick always gets me fired up, but then I usually find a day two or a day three guy that I just absolutely fall in love with and gets me so excited for the season. Last year it was Sanders still. This year it's Jalen Lane. I work with the Hokies this season, getting to watch him throughout the season, and then him being added into this offense. I know you like college scouting as well. What do you make of his game, and then how do you think he fits with what Cliff Kingsbury wants
to do? Secret weapon.
I think he's a faster version of Deebo Samuels, and he had terrible quarterback in at Virginia Tech. Whoa, what happened to Virginia Tech when it comes to football? This shows that the scouting department really was doing their job because they found a receiver that didn't have a quarterback that has all the skill sets that you want, and he's a fearless punt returner. Like, it's between being a punt returner. See, B. Mitch was a fearless punt returner. I'm going to catch it in the crowd, and I'm going downhill right now. This is what Jalen Lane does. But you're excited about Jalen Lane. I'm excited about Cade McDermott. I'm excited about this linebacker from UCLA that used to play wide receiver that runs a 4.440. I think he's a guy that you could bring in to not only play linebacker, he could probably play big nickel for you. But you're right. I think we got one in Jalen Lane, and I think he's only going to get better. He has the body type. He has the speed. And he has untapped ability because we did not see his true ability at Virginia Tech because of the quarterback situation right there. So I'm always excited about a guy that did not peak in college. And that's what most of our guys that we drafted, none of them peaked in college.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think when you look at what they've done over the last couple of years with these draft classes, I think they've brought in guys that want to continue to improve. And I think this offseason, they definitely improved this football team. How much do you think they've closed the gap with a team like Philadelphia? Obviously, we really feel good about Jaden Daniels against just about anybody, but improving the rest of the roster, it feels like going into any game against any opponent with Jaden as your quarterback, you feel confident, especially with the moves they made this offseason to improve the rest of the group around him.
Oh, no, I feel like they made the moves that we need to make, the unsexy move. We got bigger in the trenches. We got bigger on the offensive line. We got bigger on the defensive line. We brought in some vets like Jonathan Jones, who's been there, done that, Super Bowl. Two times he's been to the Super Bowl. We brought in guys that make the roster well-rounded. Like I said, at the end of the day, the team that dominates the trenches is the team that wins. Don't forget that Philadelphia lost, I think, six players off of their defense, including Big Clay Slade. A lot of their trenches when it comes to sweating, a lot of those guys. So they're looking to replace some guys also. So we're not the only team that gained and lost at the same time. So I think right now we're right on schedule with them because if you go back to the NFC Championship, we didn't lose because of Jaden Daniels. Right? We lost because we turned the ball over. We kept turning the ball over. Mm-hmm. So the thing is the gap closed? Yes, the gap is closed. All right? And now the question is, can we make those one, two, or three plays when they need to be made? Can we make those plays? I think we can. And bringing in a guy like Deebo Samuels takes a lot off of Terry's plate. Now they can't double Terry all the time. And think about this. If I bring in Austin Ekeler, Deebo Samuels, Terry McLaurin, I can bring in Lane and somebody else. You don't know where these guys are going to be. When I start to motion these guys, you don't know. And I'm going to undress you on off on defense right now because it's going to be fine, number one. Where is Deebo Samuels? Is he a tailback? Is he an H-back? Is he a slot? Well, where is he at? And when you do that and you play man-to-man, it's going to undress you. And if you get undressed that quickly, Jaden Daniels will kill you.
Fred, appreciate the time, man. What do you got planned for the 4th of July?
I told you, I'm going to the Essence Festival. I'm going to New Orleans to bring it in, to enjoy myself. New Orleans, I can't say this, the best food in America. Some of the second best music compared to Mississippi when it comes to the blues. Nothing beats New Orleans. It's one of those places, man, that's unforgettable, and I cannot wait to get there.
Man, stop lying about it. Ain't no music in no damn in no Mississippi.
Elvis Presley, all the greats come from Mississippi.
Y'all stole our music and try to call it y'all. That's all it is.
Oh, B. Mitch, stop that.
You know y'all stole all our stuff, man.
Fred, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy your holiday.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
Y'all too.
That's Fred Smoot joining us on the Root Guest Hotline. Always great to hear from him.
Blues. Man, you come from the backwoods of Louisiana. You know he don't know nothing about no damn music.
Next, Pro Football Focus put out a quarterback ceiling and floor for some second-year quarterbacks. We'll give you our thoughts on who they said Jaden Daniels' ceiling and floor is and who could maybe have a breakout in their second year as a quarterback outside of Jaden. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.